Hello to all our wonderful creators and, of course, our incredible listeners. Thank you for tuning into Malhar exclusive podcast series. Here, we're bringing to you six amazing stories narrated by Malhar's six amazing shortlisted filmmakers, and we're taking a peek into their journeys and the films. These filmmakers are so unique that they have actually been shortlisted out of 340 total filmmakers getting screened at the Malhar Film Festival this year. So hope you enjoy the special six. So what got you started into filmmaking?
What got me started? Into films or into filmmaking? Because I've been into films since I was a child. But into filmmaking, because I, around like when I was 16, 17, I really got into films, like too much. Like there ek limit hoti hai, usse thoda zyada. Ki matlab bas films hi dekh raha hu, main aur kuch nahi kar raha hu. To fir agar aap kisi ki films dekho, aur aap kisi bhi director ki films mein peeche jao, to aur jaise jaise unka peeche jao, to aapko dikhta hai ki unka budget kam ho raha hai. Aur unka budget kam ho raha hai, to unke efforts zyada dikhte hain, aur notice bhi ho jate hain. To usme I saw that, okay, because if you see Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, you can see achha ki ye movie hai. It's his fourth or fifth film, I guess, but it's a studio film. He had a proper budget for it, he had sets for it. But if you go and see Martin Scorsese's first film, which I did because I was just a Martin Scorsese fanatic, and I saw Alice, and I saw another, and I saw one of his short films, and I was like, okay, he was like me once, like he had just a normal camera and he was shooting around with his friends. So I was like, agar yahan se starting, agar sabka starting point yahi hai to badhiya hai, fir to koi bhi kar sakta hai, karna chahiye. That and so yeah, I watched a lot of famous filmmakers short films and first films, and I was like, okay, so that's how they are doing this. Paul Thomas Anderson did a short film, Cigarettes and Coffees. I really like that. Cigarettes and Coffees. Quentin Tarantino also did a short film, but it's very burnt out and it's half here, half there. It's called My Best Friend's Birthday. I also saw that. And in that, you see that if they were in our time, they would have been making films far more earlier, because they were making films on proper film cameras, which are so inaccessible. Like, correct. You have to get stock, you have to get a film, the lighting is an issue, the camera. Now you can just have a phone right in front of you to shoot a footage. So like, I thought about that and I was like, this makes me much more like a snob if I want to wait to get some better equipment. Ki main ye camera ka aane ka wait kar leta hu. Nahi, mere ko banani hai to main bana lunga, mere paas camera hai. Agar unke, kyunki mere dimag mein aisa, agar unke paas is, agar wo mere time pe hote, agar wo 2020 mein film banana chah rahe hote, to wo phone uthate aur banana start kar dete. वो चीज का वेट नहीं करते कि कैमरा होगा नहीं होगा. तो वो सारे थॉट प्रोसेसेस मेरे दिमाग में चल रहे थे. तो आई वाज लाइक कि अब कुछ ऐसा लिखते हैं जो बन जाए, कुछ ऐसा अनइमेजिनेबल सा भी नहीं, बट कुछ ऐसा लिखते हैं तो जो बन जाए. सो आई हैड द आइडिया ऑफ कि अगर मैं क्या कहते हैं वॉइस ओवर रखूं, और वॉइस ओवर के थ्रू जैसे साइलेंट सिनेमा होता है कि बस पीछे बोले जा रहा है और आगे चला जा रहा है, दो पैरेलल ट्रैक्स है बट एक दूसरे को बहुत अच्छा क्या कहते हैं एक हैंडशेक सा हो रहा प्रॉपर. तो उसके लिए मैंने फिर वो स्क्रिप्ट लिखी और फिर उसके बाद मैंने फुटेज शूट करी.
सो दिस इज एक्चुअली योर फर्स्ट फिल्म?
यस, आई वाज इनटू मेकिंग लाइक सम, मैंने अपने क्या कहते हैं कॉलेज और स्कूल के लिए वो सब भी एडिट करे थे, क्या कहते हैं एड्स, बट दे वर नॉट फिल्म्स, दे हैड नो स्टोरी, बट या दिस आर अ प्रॉपर स्टोरी एंड स्टफ.
सो यू हैव रिटन द स्टोरी, यू हैव डायरेक्टेड इट ऑल ऑफ इट योरसेल्फ?
यस, एवरीथिंग.
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show.
then it's brilliant. Then it's very... And it's your first film. It is... Obviously, you've taken upon a specific way of telling that story. And without much of the equipment, you, I think, just wanted to tell that story. So with whatever you could, that's pretty fantastic. Wow. So why did you choose to make a film on this topic?
Because I am very much into the idea of leaving questions onto the audiences, and I had the question first. Jo film ke end mein jo question aata hai ki you can decide for yourselves if this is a coincidence or not. I just wanted to end with that thing. So I started off with what can be a coincidence, maybe someone failing in their life. if that is a coincidence, that is a big coincidence, but it's for the audience to decide if it's one or not. And I wanted to start with that, and then I just propped up this idea. I don't know how it came to me that there's this actor who's, you know, very who just has this name, and he's so happy that he has his name, and he's so insecure that he has his name, that he doesn't want other people to have it. But yeah, that was it. That was the thing that, you know, kind of made me happy, that it's a little unique, that you won't find it anywhere else, that a character is so strange. And I right. really like that.
No, but then when we know the context of your story, and when this character comes in front of us, that somebody who's so obsessed with having a name, I mean, when I got to know about it, honestly, it seemed very real to me. You know, it's a very symbolic thing, but here you've used the name, but it's actually like having an attachment to their identity, which the artists have. You know, there is an attachment to the identity.
Yes, a lot of artists do have this. They like, I read this somewhere, like there are singers who sing with their particular stage name, but when they want to record some other songs, they use a completely different stage name. So they have their identities very sorted out, that I want to do this with this identity and this with this identity. So he's a complete actor. So he's like, I'm going to go all out. I have this name and it should not be. And he also has this, you know, particular thing in his head that if this works in a particular industry such as Bollywood, so it should work on me too. So that was it. It is kind of, you know, a satire on it too, that the actors make up a name, they create fake names, but why? I don't see it much happening in other industries, like in Japanese industries or even Hollywood. Hollywood had it back in 1970s or 80s, where they made stage names, but now it's in 1990s post, it's not much. But there is still this sort of thing in Bollywood where they have to go like, okay, if another actress has this name, I can't have this name. If another actor has this name, I can't have this name, because it will confuse the audiences. So they are much more concerned about the brand of the film as compared to what they're making. So that is kind of funny.
That's probably the genesis of this thought in your mind.
Yes, that's
an impression. So what is your most favorite scene in the entire film?
My most favorite scene to shoot or when I look at it?
Okay, let's take both. Okay. Let's take the last one first. What the audience will look at. So from the finished
last scene, when the actor walks in front of the camera and he just realizes that his life is, you know, what he wanted was one thing. जो उसको चाहिए था वो अब उसके हाथ से निकल चुका है, जो नाम उसका फेमस नहीं होना चाहिए था वो फेमस हो चुका है, एंड ही जस्ट, यू नो, थक गया है वो, और वो सर नीचे कर लेता है अपना कैमरा के सामने, वो सड़क देख रहा है, उसको कुछ देखने को बचा नहीं है, पूरी शक्ति वो होती है ना कि एक स्पाइन में एक एनर्जी होती है जो तुम्हें पूरे दिन के थ्रू कैरी करती है, इट्स गॉन, वो बस नीचे देख रहा है.
तो वो आपका फिनिश्ड ऑडियंस के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से वो आपका, दैट्स, आपको लग रहा है वो अच्छा निकल के आया है.
That. But my favorite scene to shoot was that scene where he's picking up the brick, because the actor was not available at that time. So I had my brother, you know, pick up a brick bunch of times, and we were doing it in our street. So सारे बाकी आके देख रहे थे, ईट की उठा रहा बार बार, और मैं कैमरा पकड़ रखा है मैंने. So that was very funny to shoot, that he's picking up a brick.
So आपको फिर लोगों को जवाब भी देना पड़ा कि हम क्या कर रहे हैं?
ना. That is a very conscious thing which my brother, you know, pivoted me against from. It was like, don't care what they're thinking, just shoot what you want to shoot. That's a good thing he did.
Wow. What a supporter.
Because I'm a very conscious person. And I think the main character also shows this consciousness, that he is very conscious about his name also. So maybe that's it. That's the connection between me and this guy. I'm not possessive about my name. Although I'm not possessive about my name.
So that's the other side of the personality that you're trying out with this film.
I'm not going to kill another Pranav, just saying it out loud. All the other Pranavs are fine.
So that's good. Now that it's also recorded, it's there, that all Pranavs
that you are public domain. It's in the public domain.
Correct. Baki aur koi ho na ho, but Pranav sare safe hain.
All Pranavs are safe. I can't take responsibility for other guys.
guys, yeah. So I think अगर किसी को आपसे डर लगे तो उसको अपना नाम प्रणव रख लेना चाहिए and then
then he's not gonna be hurt.
Perfect strategy. We have got a strategy around Pranav. What is your best memory, your personal best memory of this film?
Once again, the making of it or after yes. it, through the making of it.
Yeah.
My the brick picking up scene was one. The other one was there's a scene where the where Kalakar shakes his hand with the new actor who has the same name as his. And that scene was very fun because I asked all these other guys. I did not even tell them the story, but they were so convinced with what I was doing. They just said, okay, we'll sit in the background and you can just shoot the scene real quick. Even though it was an inconvenience to them, all of them had to go somewhere. All those guys had to be, all of them, one of those guys even had a class somewhere. So I just convinced them, please sit down for a few minutes. I can catch this shot. Once I get this shot, please run to your classes as soon as you can. Don't hold me responsible, but please sit down. So but they were so convinced by the fact that I was coming in with such conviction that they just, you know, thought, okay, we'll just sit down for a while, talk with each other, whatnot, pretend to be friends. Even most of those guys did not even know each other. So that was very cool.
So they were true Kalakars.
Yeah, they were true Kalakars. And they were not even actors, they were just writers who some of those write poetry and some of those were into singing and stuff. But they were just so, they looked at me and they saw, I think, confidence and they were like, okay, we give in to this guy.
So you had fans and followers right there happening and believers in your story.
No.
Then it has to be your best memory. You have all the right reasons to call it. Absolutely. So why should anybody watch your film at Malhar and help you win?
I think the main reason is, and this is maybe a shots fired kind of an answer, but my short film will be the short film which will give you an opinion which will be personal to your own, and you will find a varying differences in other people's opinion when you watch it as a collective experience. If you watch it with your friends or if you watch it with your colleagues, you will find someone who has a very differing opinion to this as compared to yours. So that will be a very different experience to you as compared to other short films which are very objective, which are very, you know, tropes, which are very dependent on tropes. You will find this as something very relieving and something very fresh.
So what do you recommend? People should watch it alone or people should watch it as a collective?
As a collective.
I think with friends or enemies?
Both.
In the same time?
Watch this film with friends and watch this film with friends and enemies, both.
आप लड़ाई कराओगे बहुत लोगों की, बहुत अलग लेवल पे. आप बोल रहे हो कि फ्रेंड्स और एनिमीज के साथ में बैठ के आपकी फिल्म देखी जाए.
बैड पब्लिसिटी इज स्टिल पब्लिसिटी.
दैट्स ट्रू. दैट्स लाइक ओके, सो दैट्स अ शाउट आउट टू एवरीबॉडी हू इज लिसनिंग टू इट. द कंडीशंस अप्लाई. इफ यू कैन वॉच कलाकार विद फ्रेंड्स एंड विद एनिमीज टुगेदर, यू मेड इट. You absolutely made it. You're going to have the next Pranav's next film's ticket as free ticket if you do that.
Right? Sure.
You have to encourage your supporters, right? And so if they actually put their friends and enemies together and to watch your film, that's what's going to happen. And we are a testimony to that. So Malhar will stand behind it.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely. So Pranav, now that you've done your film and it's been sent to festivals and people are watching it, people will watch it, what is it that is on your mind next, not just in terms of the next film, but as a storyteller, as a filmmaker, what has this whole process done to you? Where are you headed?
The process of making of this has, you know, particularly affected me in a way that I can, you know, if I get the actors, I can just, you know, grind my way through it and I can just make the film that I want to. So that's the one lesson I get out of this. The other one is that because I don't think at the level I'm working, I don't think I should be very particular with the this is supposed to be the set or this is supposed to be the location that we are shooting at. I think I should be able to improvise. And with this film, I found out that I was very much able to improvise as compared to what I thought I was. While writing the film and while writing the scenes, I was very much set on the idea that this, while this dialogue is said in the voiceover, this scene should be shot there, here, and this scene should be shot here, and all that stuff. So I was really set on that, dead set on that idea. But while I was shooting it, I realized that, okay, I have to improvise. I have to, you know, get this actor here instead of there because that place is busy and that place does not have a good lighting. So that this particular film has made me realize, okay, I can improvise my way out of difficult situations. That's number one. And the number two is that I want to make something which has a lot more dialogue to it, where people, you know, actually sit down and talk to each other as compared to an omniscient narrator talking over them. That's one thing. And the other one is I want to make something which is very genre related. I want it to go all genre and very subjective in its opinion and very subjective to a viewing experience. So everyone has a different opinion to it, but I also want it to be very genre related, so it's very accessible in that nature.
Wow, that's a lot of plans. And last question to you for this conversation, but you know, film festival is an environment for the filmmakers largely, but this is also the only place where anybody can have independent films coming in in such a large quantity or in such a large variation with genres, topics, themes. So of course the film festivals are great for the filmmakers. Why do you think a non-filmmaker should come and watch films at a film fest?
The best thing is about film fests, whether or not you're a filmmaker or non-filmmaker, is that you're watching something made. You're watching something which is made for you to watch even before it's a particular ready concept. So the filmmakers are trusting you with a vision that they are not even sure that it's ready to be put out yet, other than the film festivals. Because sometimes I see a lot of filmmakers who are not confident in themselves, who make stuff which is not ready to be put out, and they put it out anyway. But I think what this particular film festival or all film festival or maybe I'm going to give this to Malhar, that what Malhar did is it's really to shortlist 300 films out of 1100 films. You're going to see a lot of quality there, because a lot of stuff which is filtered is something that they decided to go through 800 of those films and say that this is not it, this is not the particular quality we want. So maybe when non-filmmakers go there, I don't think their experience will be much different from a filmmaker. Because what they are seeing is something the festival and the programmers put together for them to see. And I don't think it's something that if you come from a particular background, you're going to have a different experience. I don't think it's that. You will have a great time if the programmers and if the festival does its job well. And I think to sort out of so many films, it's a job done well already.
Perfect. Well said. Absolutely. I agree with that. A film is a film, and a film is a story which relates to everybody. That's what a good film is, if it relates to or if it triggers something that one is not very aware of. And then in that case, it doesn't matter whether you're a filmmaker or not. But the advantage of a film festival, the reason that we all have been hooked to film festivals for all these years is because of the kind of collection of films that comes in. You know, there is no other gender, there is no other intent, but it's just about great films. So it's just a celebration of storytelling. So I agree. I totally agree that that's why it should happen. Perfect. So the last thing, what do you want to say to your viewers who are going to watch it, and what should they do to make sure that you win Malhar as well?
Please share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your friends' family, share it with your family's friends, share it with everyone you know, share it with your enemies too. That's another one. Share it with your enemies. And if you're an actor who has the same name as mine, please contact me. We'll be friends. I will not kill you. So that's But if you're an actor, do contact me. If you're in Delhi, do contact me. So that's that. And please make my film win. I think it's a great film. You will have a you will have a specific experience out of it, which will be very unique to your own self, and you will not find a particular experience. You will not find another person who shares that particular experience as you had. So that's my thing. So that's this film's thing.
I was trying to count the reasons that Pranav is giving for somebody to watch that film, and I lost that count somewhere on the way because he was just giving so many
That's my
reasons.
strategy. That's my strategy.
That's super perfect. It completely distracted me from the strategy I had in mind, and I was constantly just like, okay, my God, there comes another reason. So that's brilliant. I think everybody listening to this podcast, you cannot ignore the film made by Pranav. Look at the kind of passion that he has, look at the kind of conviction he has, and the amount of reasons that he's giving to you and me to go watch that film. So बनता है आपका सबका मेरा बनता है इसकी फिल्म देखने का, और बहुत ही यूनिक टॉपिक है, अलग ही एकदम पर्सपेक्टिव है. जब सुनते हैं टॉपिक तो ऐसा लगता है कि हाँ रिलेट कर भी पा रहे हैं, और लगता है कि नहीं ऐसा कैसे होता होगा. सो बट एक्चुअली फिल्म में होता क्या है और एंड में कहाँ ले जाके जाता है वो तो फिल्म देखने के बाद ही पता चलेगा. बट वंस यू वॉच द फिल्म, प्लीज मेक श्योर दैट यू लीव योर रिव्यू, यू लीव योर फीडबैक फॉर प्रणव. दैट्स द आइडिया for film festival, that the filmmaker gets a real feedback, or and your feedback could be on the story, craft, what works,
Anything,
what doesn't work,
anything.
anything. Yeah, absolutely perfect. So thank you Pranav, we are very very happy to have Kalakar in you at Malhar season 2. I'm sure you're
Thank
going to grow
you.
very further, and I hope you win at Malhar and your film goes to the distributors and sees much larger territories and number of people. So all the
Thank you so
best.
much. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you so much.
Thank
Lovely
you.
talk.
Lovely to you. Thank you. Well, these are iconic conversations, I dare to say. But we have to wrap it up here today. Don't worry, we'll be back again with another raw tale of perseverance. Do hear out all the six podcasts and come drop by at Malhar. See you around.